بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن ثلاثة من بني إسرائيل أبرص وأقرع وأعمى أراد الله أن يبتليهم فبعث إليه ملكا لنتي حديث of سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه in which he says that he heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying there were three people of the Bani Israel. One was a leper, he had leprosy. The other one was a bald person. And the third was a blind person. Allah Ta'ala wished to test them, so he sent to them an angel. فَأَتَى الْأَبْرَصَ He comes to the person who had leprosy. فَقَالَ أَيُّ شَيْنَ حَبُّ إِلَيْكَ What is the thing that is most dearest to you? قَالَ لَوْلٌ حَسَنٌ I wish to have a good color. وَجِلْدٌ حَسَنٌ I wish to have good skin. وَيَذْهَبُ عَنِّي الَّذِي قَدْ قَذِيرَنِي النَّاسِ And this thing, the people look down upon me, this disease, I wish that it goes away from me. People have an aversion to my disease. I wish this disease is now taken away from me. And I no longer suffer this disease. فَمَسَحَهُ The angel then places his hand on this person. فَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ قَذَرُهُ And immediately all this disease disappeared from him. وَأُعْطِيَ لَوْنًا حَسَنًا He was given a good color, complexion. فَقَالَ فَأَيُّ الْمَالِ يَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ Then he asked him, what type of wealth would you like the most? قَالَ الْإِبِلِ He said, I wish to have camels. أو قَالَ الْبَقَرِ Or he said, cows. شَكَّ الرَّاوِي The narrator was in doubt whether Rasulullah said, الْإِبِلِ أو الْبَقَرِ فَأُعْطِيَ نَاقَةً شَقْرَاءَ He was given a female camel, a pregnant camel. فَقَالَ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فِيهَا The angel then makes a dua and he said, May Allah bless you with this wealth. Then the angel comes to the bald person, فَأَتَى الْأَقْرَعَ فَقَالَ أَيُّ شَيْنَ حَبُّ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ شَعَرٌ حَسَنٌ وَيَذْهَبُ عَنِّي هَذَا الَّذِي قَذِرَنِي النَّاسِ فَمَسَحَهُ فَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ وَأُعْطِيَ شَعْرًا حَسَنًا فَقَالَ أَيُّ الْمَالِ يَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ الْبَقَرُ فَأُعْطِيَ بَقَرَةً حَامِلَةً وَقَالَ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فِيهَا The same thing happened with this bald person. The angel asked him, What is the most beloved thing to you? He says, I wish to have good hair. And these people look down upon me and they have an aversion towards me. This disease that I'm suffering from, I wish that it disappears from me. And the angel places his hand on him. And immediately, this person was given good hair. And this disease was now taken and removed from him. Then he asked him, which type of wealth you like the best? He said, I like to have cows. Then he was given a pregnant cow. And the angel made dua for him for barakah. فَأَتَى الْأَعْمَى Then he comes to the blind person. فَقَالَ أَيُّ شَيْنَ حَبُّ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ أَن يَرُدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ بَصَرِي He said, I wish that the angel asked him, what is the thing that you love the most? He said, I wish that Allah restores my sight to me. فَأُبْصِرُ النَّاسِ So I can see the people. فَمَسَحَهُ The angel placed his hand upon him. فَرَدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ بَصَرَ Allah Ta'ala then restored his sight to him. قَالَ فَأَيُّ الْمَالِ يَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ What type of wealth is most dear to you? قَالَ الْغَنَمِ He said, I wish to have goats. فَأُعْطِيَ شَاتًا وَالِدًا فَأَنْتَجَ هَذَانِ وَوَلَّدَ هَذَا فَكَانَ لِهَذَا وَادِ مِنْ الْإِبِلِ وَلِهَذَا مِنْ وَادِ الْبَقَرِ وَلِهَذَا وَادِ مِنْ الْغَنَمِ So he was given goats and a pregnant goat and he says, soon all these three, one with the camel, one with the cow, one with the goat, all these animals, they give birth and soon each one had a whole valley full of these type of animals. The first one, he had camels, the second one had cows, and the third had goats. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ أَتَى الْأَبْرَصِ After some time, the angel comes to the first person, the one who had leprosy. فِي سُورَتِهِ وَهَيْئَتِهِ In his own appearance. And then he says, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِسْكِينَ He says, I am a very poor man. قَدْ إِنْقَطَعَتْ بِي الْحِبَالِ فِي سَفَرِي He says, I have got no means of transport. I was traveling, and my means of transport has come to an end. فَلَا بَلَاغَ لِي الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِكَ I've got no way of reaching my destination except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, then through your help. أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي أَعْطَاكَ اللَّوْنَ الْحَسَنِ وَالْجِلْدَ الْحَسَنِ وَالْمَالَ ba'iran ataballahu bihi fi safari. He says, I ask you in the name of that person who gave you a good complexion, who gave you good skin, and he gave you wealth, to just give me one camel through which I can reach my destination today. فَقَالَ حُقُقٌ كَثِيرًا. He replied, I've got too many responsibilities, too many rights over me. فَقَالَ كَأَنِّي عَارِفُكَ. So he refused to give him anything. I'm too busy, I've got no time, and I've got too much of things to sort out. So then this angel tells him, كَأَنِّي أَعْرِفُكَ. It is as though I recognize you. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَبْرَسَ يَقْذَرُكَ النَّاسُ فَقِيرًا فَأَعْتَاكَ اللَّهُ. Weren't you the person who had leprosy? People had an aversion towards you. You were a poor person. Then Allah Ta'ala gave you. فَقَالَ إِنَّمَا وَرِثُ هَذَا الْمَالَ كَابِرًا عَنْ كَابِرٍ. He said, I got all this wealth I inherited from my forefathers. كَابِرًا عَنْ كَابِرٍ. Generation from generation from my forefathers. فَقَالَ إِن كُنْتَ كَاذِبًا فَصَيَّرَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَى مَا كُنْتَ. The angel tells him, see, if you are lying, then may Allah Ta'ala put you back into your original condition. وَآتَى الْأَقْرَعَ فِي سُورَتِهِ وَهِيئَتِهِ فَقَالَ لَهُ مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ لِهَذَا وَرَدَّ عَلَيْهِ مِثْلَ مَا رَدَّ هَذَا فَقَالَ إِن كُنْتَ كَاذِبًا فَصَيِّرَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَى مَا كُنْتَ. And then the angel went to the person who was bald, who had no hair, and he tells him the same thing, that I am a poor man, I've got no means of reaching my destination, and I ask you in the name of that person who gave you your good complexion and your beauty, to give and all his wealth, to just give me one animal so I can reach my destination. And this person also replied in the same manner, I've got too much responsibilities, too many rights over me, I'm too busy, I don't have the time, I don't have the means of giving you anything. So he says, if you're lying, may Allah Ta'ala put you back into your original condition that you were suffering. وَأَتَى الْأَعْمَى فِي صُورَتِهِ وَهَيْئَتِهِ. He then goes to the blind person in his appearance. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِسْكِينٌ وَابْنُ سَبِيرٍ إِنْ قَطَعَتْ بِي الْحِبَالِ فِي سَفَرِي فَلَا بَلَاغَ لِي الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِكْ. And then he tells the blind person the same thing. I've got no means of traveling. Suddenly my transport has been exhausted. I need to reach home. I don't have any means of going there except through Allah's assistance. And then you become the means. أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي رَدَّ عَلَيْكَ بَصَرَكَ شَاتًا أَتَبَلَّغُ بِهَا فِي سَفَرِي. I'm asking you in the name of that person who gave you the sight, to just give me one goat through which so that I can reach my destination. But this person here, the blind person, did not respond like his other two friends. He says, فَقَالْ قَدْ كُنْتُ أَعْمَى. He said, I was blind. فَرَدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ بَصَرِي. Allah gave me sight. فَخُذْ مَا شِئْتَ وَدَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. Take as much as you wish and leave whatever you wish. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَجْهَدُكَ الْيَوْمَ بِشَيْءٍ أَخَذْتَهُ لِلَّهِ. He says, Allah's qasam, I will not compel you today to leave behind anything if you took anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I will not rebuke you, I won't scold you, I will not stop you if you wish to take anything from my properties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angel then replies, فَقَالَ أَمْسِكْ مَالَكْ فَإِنَّمَا ابْتُلِيتُمْ. Keep back all your wealth. All of you have been tested. فَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. Allah was pleased with you, the blind person. وَسَخِطَ عَلَى صَاحِبَيْكَ. Allah was naraz, Allah Ta'ala was displeased with the person who had leprosy and the bald person. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So from this hadith we understand that we should always look at our origin. It was a time when we had nothing in this world, and Allah Ta'ala then assisted us. Perhaps with some person, we should also feel pity upon that person. Lest the day comes again when we are restored or pushed back to the same position as we were originally. Today Allah Ta'ala has given us wealth, we've got health, we've got properties. Think of those days when we had nothing. Yes, we made effort, but Allah gave us the tawfiq and ability to make that effort. Allah Ta'ala then gave us the means. So all the time again, the chapter is concerning muraqabah. Allah Ta'ala is watching. Allah Ta'ala knows. Therefore, we should not make excuses and say, I've got too much responsibilities, I've got too many things to see to. Just one animal he was asked, from the whole flock of sheep that he had, from the whole flock of herd of camels that he had, or from the cows that he had, he had to just give one animal and he would have passed the test. May Allah Ta'ala help us to pass the test in dunya and akhirat. And these are important lessons for us to learn and apply, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.